Dial Daily Bread, Book 1. Chapter 297. The Gospel of Self-Esteem versus the Gospel of Self-Respect. The Gospel of Self-Esteem is different from the Gospel of Self-Respect. The latter is from the Lord. The former is a snare. Both are mentioned in Romans 12, verse 3, where the inspired apostle pleads with us, I say, through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think. In other words, be careful, don't give yourself an overdose of self-esteem thinking. Thank God for the grace that was given to our beloved brother Paul. He will discourage no one. All he knows how to do is to encourage people like you and me. So, on the other hand, he says don't dig a hole and crawl into it, you're worth an infinite price. Paul goes on to preach to us the gospel of self-respect, but through the grace given to me, I say to everyone who is among you, think soberly, as God has dealt to each one a measure metron, Greek of faith. A good place to start learning is Psalm 139, your heavenly Father knows you in and out but still loves you, amazing. He formed your inward parts. In your mother's womb. That means he engineered the intricate mechanisms of your conscious and unconscious mental functions, the interplay of your emotions and senses of heart appreciation. He put you together from a divinely invented blueprint. No one else on earth was to be or has been exactly like you. You are something special. That's good. Run away from him today and you're back in his school tomorrow. Your moments of deepest depression are not dark with despair. Your heavenly Father's hand is on you in your darkness where faith is still working. It does you worlds of good to know that a friend is just thinking of you, remembering you, in your hour of deep personal trial. Think of your heavenly Father, thinking a thousand thoughts about you, all of them full of grace. Now, be happy, stop being afraid to let him search your heart.